Blog Talk Radio.
I hope this episode finds you in good health and happiness. We are on and happening. We will be doing our forecast for the week and seeing if anyone comes on. Yesterday was interesting. I was getting off the show and like people started lining up. Very, very cool. Very cool. And they happen to be regulars. So, yay! So, for this morning, while we wait, I'm going to put on something to attract our soul tribe. Let's check out this inner journey. Maybe this will attract someone. Thank you. Mommy put some of the studio back on, what we could get back. So we can play some music if you want. Yeah? Yeah, all right. Cool. We'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. Go ahead and go play. Get your drawing, get your tablet. Get your drawing tablet. Go pick it up. I like this guys, we will do our forecasting, and then if no one comes on, I will save the rest of my time to do something later. We'll probably do some music or something. All right, so now the year 2020 was burdensome as fuck, eerie and surprising. The 2021 horoscope for this year for these signs is going to encourage us to plan for the future. Right now is the right time to define our goals. Now Mercury is entering retrograde from the January 21st, 2021. I believe from the 21st. Yeah, I believe so. All right. So, It will be a path breaker and a wake-up call to reality with new visions, more conscious choices, and novel experiences. Now, 2021 is going to be unique from an astrological perspective because it announces the beginning of a long period of 20 years, which our world will go through tremendous changes. Now, Jupiter will be in Aquarius on January 18th, and its astral combination means that it is the right time for a more productive beginning of the year in all respects. Now, for Aries, a great year to build foundations, consolidating, and achievement. In 2021, you can now make major strides forward. Your life's direction seems to be clear, and you have the focus and desire to work hard to achieve this direction. Now, Taurus, this Timpi period promises to be an artistic, creative, and romantic year for you. It's also a year when, if you're single and haven't planned marriage in 2020, you could be hearing wedding bells ringing now. Certainly, you will have opportunities. It is up to you whether you want to take them. Gemini, this could be a great year for you with highlights in the partnerships and relationship area of your chart. Opportunity comes your way in this area, which could mean that if you are single, you will no longer be by the year end. You're feeling you need to grow in your relationships. It could be that old, stale relationships could now leave your life to be replaced by ones that enable you to learn and grow. The emphasis is here on growth and abundance. Cancer, in 2020, you were still feeling the difficult effects of Saturn going through your sign, but this is now long gone. However, it is traveling through your area of finance and is urging you to be cautious and thrifty. Saturn represents discipline and is expecting you to be disciplined in this area. If you are not, you will feel the limiting effects of Saturn. If you are, this wonderful planet will assist you in stop touching that. Get away from the fish now. Here. Be mad. She can sit and watch her little TV in her area. She's perfectly safe, but this fish will not be if she knocks him over. So, nope, you gotta leave your fish alone, dude. You gotta stop. Leave him alone. Anyway, carrying on. Now, anyway, now, if you are not, you will feel the limiting effects of Saturn. If you are, this wonderful planet will assist you in securing firm financial foundations to your life. The choice is yours. Now, Leo, this is an important year for you. Not a flashy one, but a solidly important one. Now, please take responsibility for all your actions, thoughts, and feelings. As I said, this is not a fun year, but it is one which you can build firm foundations for the future. Oh, she's so mad. Virgo, 2021 should be an interesting year for you with some different things going on. It's certainly a busy time, but when is it ever not for you, Virgos? True, life is full of a million tasks to do all before breakfast. Yay, I'm really a Taurus, so no wedding bells for me this year, though. Please, God, no. All right, so the planets are all making harmonious relationships to your sun, which indicates opportunity and a good year to bring your dreams to reality, to make them work for you. It also provides you with the necessary discipline to accomplish this. Scorpio. Security is always a big issue for Scorpios, but 2021 could show the way to earning alternative sources of income. smart for her own good. She navigates computers like she's used them her whole life. Too big for her own good. Anyway, security is always a big issue for Scorpios. Like, for me, I have my Venus in Scorpio, so I know this definitely. So, but 2021 could show the way to earning alternative sources of income. Now, abundance is coming your way, but also the possibility of large expenses as well as income. You could be involved in purchasing real estate or some large ticket item that could bring you income in the future. Certainly, finances are highlighted this year, as well as your personal sense of self-worth. Sagittarius, 21 appears to be a great year for you. You are just feeling more abundant, generous, and able to rise above the pettiness and anxiety that has been plaguing you for some years in your life. Capricorn, you have undergone challenges in the past 2 years in all areas of your life, health, finances, relationships, and these challenges have forced you to examine your life more deeply, to work out what you really want. In fact, you have gone through a period of karma. When your negative karma has brought endings and disruptions, and in your positive karma, opportunities for change. Aquarius, the focus this year is on recuperation and relationships. You used to be extremely idealistic about your friends and partners, but over the past few years, life has taught you to be more realistic. You no longer expect the same high standards and integrity from others that you did in the past. It's not that you have lowered your standards, but you have come to realize that you cannot change others, only yourself. Pisces, your spirituality is uppermost this year. Your co-ruler Neptune continues its slow journey through the area of intuition, compassion, and spirituality in your chart, pushing these things to the forefront of your life. It is not a year to ignore your intuition, but to follow it, even if it seems to be telling you to do the opposite of what your conscious mind is telling you to do. Now, in the following year, some zodiacs will be luckier than others, but almost all the signs will enjoy an abundant year full of many events, but one that will emphasize the financial stability gained through great effort. You should keep in mind that this year is not a year for savings. Moderation being the key word here. Now, Taurus is a favorite of the year of 2021 and will enjoy significant financial gains. I'm so happy about that. Thus, those born under the Taurus sign will be more motivated to work hard for their benefit and even to start a business that will bring them very high earnings in a short time. Scorpio is in the second zodiac sign that will have many personal and professional advantages this year. Also, Scorpios will have the chance to get promotions in 2021 and obtain better paid functions thanks to their ambitious and hardworking nature. Pisces is the third sign from the zodiac that will have great chances to earn money and develop professionally this year. If they know how to put aside their pride and approach everything. Did it not send? Okay. We usually don't answer anything during my show, but that was important. Okay, anyways, earn money, develop professionally. Okay, set aside their pride and approach everything with diplomacy. And love and career, Pisces will be successful if they learn to be patient and to take advantage of favorable moments. Now, January is very important in terms of dynamism. What? Dynamism? No, I'm sorry. I've never seen that word before. All right, and I have a very good vocabulary. I've never seen that before like that. I don't know if that's a typo or not. So as Mars reaches the side, find a good initiative towards Aquarius will take place from where some influential friends will appear. Now, February the 17th and the 18th of the month, will be very lucky in terms of career. February 4th, you will take a test of courage, and towards the middle of the month, there will be a perfect time to solve any essential mental problems. And this, I'm only going to give you a little bit. Alright, everyone, that is the tea. Nobody seems to be coming. That's what she says. I'll be back on later, or something. We might sit down and play music. I don't know. She might feel like doing music for y'all, so we might play a 10-minute or so. I don't know. We might make a mix. We'll see. I'm going to get out all the instruments and let her make a train wreck for you guys. Well, I love everyone, and thank you for listening. And I hope that horoscope for this month in February kind of gives you hope for those who are going to do well this year. So wash your hands, wear your mask, Black Lives Matter, and yay, we're going to change our country and our world as we know it, and it's going to happen naturally. And I've been doing card readings. They've been working out really well, really seamless, actually. So if you don't want to air your laundry on the radio or you come on after I get off, $20 a reading. It's really a donation for the show. And I'm going to use it to keep the show on. Eventually, we will make enough to where we will have 2 hours, and I'll be sitting on here 2 hours a day. so we will be back on tomorrow. And for future reference, our tarot shows will be from Thursday to Sunday. All right, so that is the tea, y'all. And have a good day. Bye.